Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 408. Justification, use of physical force in defense of property. A person is justified in using physical force against another, when and to the extent that a reasonable person would believe it's necessary to prevent what a reasonable person would believe is an attempt or commission by the other person of theft or criminal damage, involving tangible movable property under his possession or control, but such person may use deadly physical force under these circumstances as provided in Section 13. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 408, outlines the justification and use of physical force in defense of property in the state of Arizona. Let's examine the details and provide examples to illustrate the provisions. According to this section, a person is justified in using physical force against another, when and to the extent that a reasonable person would believe it's necessary to prevent what a reasonable person would believe is an attempt or commission by the other person of theft or criminal damage involving tangible movable property under their possession or control. However, the use of deadly physical force in these circumstances is subject to the provisions outlined in Section 13. Example 1, if a person witnesses someone attempting to steal their bicycle, they may use physical force, such as tackling or restraining the individual, to prevent the theft and protect their property. Example 2, a business owner notices someone vandalizing their store's windows with graffiti. The owner may use physical force, within reason, to stop the individual from causing further criminal damage to their property. The use of deadly physical force in defense of property, as stated in Section 408, is subject to the provisions outlined in other sections of Arizona law. Example 3, a homeowner discovers an intruder breaking into their house and stealing valuables. If the homeowner reasonably believes that there is an imminent threat of serious bodily harm or death, they may use deadly physical force, such as using a weapon, to defend their property and themselves as described in Sections 405, 406, and 411. Example 4, a store owner encounters an armed robber attempting to steal money from the cash register. If the store owner reasonably believes that the robber poses an immediate threat of serious bodily harm or death, they may use deadly physical force to protect their property and themselves in accordance with the provisions mentioned in the relevant sections. In summary, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 408, allows a person to use physical force, including deadly force if necessary, to prevent or stop an attempt or commission of theft or criminal damage to tangible movable property under their possession or control. The use of force must be reasonable and proportionate to the threat faced, and the use of deadly force is subject to the provisions outlined in other relevant sections of Arizona law, such as 405, 406, and 411. These combined sections and others are often referred to when discussing Arizona's Stand Your Ground laws and the Castle Doctrine. Please note that these laws are not applicable in all states. It is important to be knowledgeable of the state and local laws when traveling outside of Arizona.